and welcome to Sisters in a City with your host, Anna Bikili.
And me, co-host. Why do I have to be co-host? I'm host too.
I'm a co-host, you're a co-host.
We're both co-hosts, we're both hosts. Okay?
I was listening back today in the gym, episode one.
No,
and we were so
one.
We were so formal. We were like, I'm your co-host.
Coast.
What? I'm your host, Anna Bikili. And you're like, I'm your host, Mandy Bikili.
No, you're chatting shit.
I swear. I was like, what the hell?
Is that what we were like?
We've come such a long way.
Now we just don't give a fuck what we say to you guys. Now we're just so real. I feel like my head looks so big in this video right now. Like I look like a huge egghead. I don't know what's wrong with me.
But yeah, so I also realized our episodes were so much shorter. They were like half an hour back then. And now our episodes are so long.
Yeah.
We're giving you guys way too much,
okay? Anyway, we're going to have a little bit of a chit-chat.
Yeah, before we do our episode. So today's episode is going to be on things that you wish you told your younger self.
Yes.
And boy,
there is a list.
There is a list of people. You all sent it to me on Instagram. I got together the best ones. And to be honest, most of the stuff on the list
is basically our opinion as well.
Yeah,
we feel the same way.
But before we get into today's episode, we want to quickly say Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak! I don't know, why are you saying it in like...
Mubarak.
It's not how you say it. In Iranian, you say Mubarak.
Mubarak.
Yeah. Ramadan Mubarak.
Mubarak, Mubarak.
That's she's saying it the real like English way, like Ramadan Mubarak.
I don't know. Anyway, we know that a lot of our listeners and our besties are Muslim.
Yeah. Apparently, Dubai is the place to be during Ramadan, yeah?
I know, because my cousin's there right now. Obviously, she moved there. We've said this before.
Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
Yeah, and she's moved there and she says she finishes work every day at 2:00.
Yeah.
And
they have these like iftar buffets, yeah? And every restaurant does a buffet. It's like, eat as much as you want in each restaurant. And it's like everyone just finishes work, they go home, they pray, or they nap. If you're lucky, you can nap. And then they go out for dinners and the restaurant's open till super late. Which I love that shit.
So nice. And it then, must like, feel amazing, like,
they
afterwards.
They break fast as a community. Like, they're not on their own, sort of just with their family. Their families and loads of other families just in a restaurant. Everyone going the same thing. It sounds really exciting.
Yeah, it does. And very peaceful. And
yeah, wholesome.
Yeah. Also, it was Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yes, it was.
Me and Mandy took Mummy out for the day. So
we took her Westfield. It was meant to be a longer day in Westfield.
Yeah, we didn't realise that Westfield, we forgot that Westfield on a Sunday closes at 6. So yeah. We kind of messed up on that situation because we went there quite late. But we went with my mum, my auntie, which is my cousin's that has moved to Dubai, her mum. So we took her out as well because obviously my cousin's in Dubai. She's not with her. And we didn't want her.
And she's like our like second mum because she's our mum's like best friend. She's our auntie.
Exactly.
We didn't want to have anyone. I don't want her to be alone.
We didn't want her to be alone. So we went to an Indian restaurant
called Copper Chimney.
It was really nice.
Banging. And it's new, I think. It's opened up in Westfield. And I love Indian food. Like me
too.
It's one of my favorite cuisines.
Literally one of my favorite. But it was a bit too spicy for
our family, yeah.
My auntie was like, and she was like drinking like so much water and Diet Coke. I mean, it was spicy. My nose was running.
Yeah, a little bit, but I can handle spice.
Yeah, but Mandy, do you know what? All I know is that I took a piece of bread out and must have like got it out, the curry out.
Yeah.
And it went on my nail.
The turmeric.
Oi, like I had a yellow thumb.
Yeah.
For days, yeah?
Yeah.
I was scrubbing that thumb like nonstop. It was mad.
Yeah.
Madness.
And even if you're cooking, if you basically get turmeric on your nail, that's it. Oh my God, it's so scary because I used it today and I was cooking and I was so scared.
Is it the turmeric that?
Yeah,
is that what it is?
Turmeric that stains.
But then mum uses a lot of turmeric
and
in
saffron as well.
But mum uses a lot of that in our food, but that's never happened to me before.
I think
with our food. But I mean, that was a madness. I literally had a yellow thumb.
Yeah, right now my fingers stink of garlic, yeah?
Why?
Like when I cook, it just stinks. But I think Iranian food and Indian food, both of our foods start off with like frying onions and garlic, which like lets off a lot of smell, which I love the smell.
Tell me about it, because you know now mum is living with me and you were saying when she was living with you,
yeah,
like the
ginger
whole
beard was like, well, that smell, it's just that smell is so strong.
Yeah.
And it is really strong. We don't notice it, but it actually, it smells, makes all your clothes smell.
Because we grew up with that smell.
Yeah.
So we didn't realise, but then after Love Island, when we moved out for like four years.
Yeah.
We must have got used to not having that smell around us.
Yeah.
And then now, obviously, mum's stayed with you and now she's staying with me. I can smell it a lot in the house, but
Anna,
I don't mind it. when I smell that, I know there's good food coming. Yes. It doesn't get onto my clothes. It doesn't.
It does get onto mine though.
She closes the kitchen door.
Okay, well,
close the kitchen door. It doesn't
the
get
onto clothes, I'm wearing while I'm cooking.
All right, yeah.
Those smell. Like today I had to take the clothes off. I was like, oh my God, they smell so strong. But anyway, it smells strong because it tastes strong and it tastes banging.
Oh, there nothing you go. Better. Nothing better.
So like, yeah, my dad also came with us on Mother's Day. But there's like some weird dynamic between my mum and dad. Like, yeah. Well, we need to speak about this on Patreon because, like,
yeah,
it's our parents' love life. We can't just be like, you know, baiting them out on the internet.
We'll talk about it on Patreon. But other than that, guys, I have serious news for you. A lucky shot in my house for the first time since what? When did we get lucky?
You got like 4 months ago, 5 months ago,
October.
How long have you had him? He's your pet now.
For November, December, saved his life. January. So yeah, 5 months he's been with me, and for the first time he shat in the house. And basically, I'm trying to train Lucky to shit outside because we never let him out for the first few months
because he was too small.
So he had a litter tray in the house. Everything was perfect. As soon as the litter tray came, he knew to go in the litter tray. Then, like a couple of weeks ago, I decided it's time because he's been going out to learn. Because basically, he was going out doing his like having fun. Like playing around outside and then coming inside to do the poo.
Literally just a toilet.
Just to do the business and then go back outside. I was like, mate, is this a toilet?
I was like, this is like the reverse of a dog. Like dogs normally like go to the door to go outside to the toilet and they're at home all day, apart from a walk. The cat was out all day and come home just to piss and shit.
Yeah.
And this litter tray was in her corridor. So every time I used to go around to Anna's, there was this litter tray right in the middle of the corridor, stunk
of cat
so
poop.
Bad. I was like, Anna, it's about time. You need to do something about
especially
this.
Especially because Lucky goes outside anyway, so he might as well, when he's going outside, use the soil and like actually poop outside. But he was coming in just to poo and then going back out.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I need to figure this out. So I took the litter tray outside into like my back garden bit. And at first it was great. He was going in it. But then I don't know what happened. Like I kept trying to take the litter tray closer and closer to the soil.
But
then it was raining in the litter tray. Because like after a certain amount of space for after my garden, like there's a roof and then there isn't.
Yeah.
So once it became like it wasn't under the roof, it was getting wet from the rain. So I think he thought, fuck this is butters.
Lucky was thinking they're violating me.
Yeah, I think he was getting really angry.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so he pooped in my, I had this amazing fur throw on my sofa.
I've got the same one, I know.
Yeah, and he pooped in it and he must have tried to cover it.
By folding it on top of itself.
By folding it on top of each other, on top of itself.
What have you done with that throw now? I need to know.
That's gone in the bin.
It's gone in the bin. And it was like diarrhea shit.
Don't say that. I don't think so. I think mum's exaggerating.
As if she's just trying to say like that throw is done. The throw, it's time for the throw to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Throw the throw.
My mum is such a drama queen. She's like sending me voice notes. Yesterday I was out for Cal's birthday. The cat's pooed, oh my God. Like literally making a huge thing out of it. I was like, oh my God, mum.
She called me and she was crying, yeah? I don't know what to do. Like I went to shake this throw and then shit went flying everywhere. I think it went on my face. I think it went in the kitchen, went everywhere. The bits of shit everywhere. I couldn't stop laughing. I was holding it. She's crying her eyes out. She's like, I wanted to come to yours. Because Anna's with Cal's lick today and it's his birthday, so I wanted to leave the place to them on their own, but now there's no point. I was like, there still is a point, mum. It's only 5 p.m. Like, come round to mine. I was literally just on my way home at that point. Anyway, I have to force her. You know what she's like, yeah? No, I don't want to come. No, there's no point. I haven't eaten. I'm starving. I'm miserable, but there's no point. Yeah. I was like, there is a point. Like, I'm going to get you Uber. It's going to come outside. And then got her an Uber. She came to mine.
Because obviously she was trying to clean my place. And she must have gone like, you know when you go like that with the blanket and then shit must have flown everywhere. I was thinking,
that kind of thing would make me cry and all.
Yeah, I was thinking, we're just like mum. We have her genetics 100%. We're such drama queens. You know, for me, it just takes one small thing in the day to tip me off the edge and I'll start crying.
I tried to stop myself though from being like that. Like I opened my spice cabinet, which is overflowing. And then like a massive jar of salt fell down on the plate that I had on the kitchen counter. So it fell from the cupboard. Bang, could have hit me in the head, you know? Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Fell on my plate where I was just about to serve myself food and this plate cracked into a million pieces and like glass went flying everywhere. Not glass, clay or whatever. And then I was just about to cry. And then I was like, Mandy, don't be ridiculous. Like, it's nothing. Just clean up the plate.
Imagine what we'd be like if we had children. We'd be crying all day,
all the time. Yeah.
Because do you remember how much we cried when we were dog training the dogs?
Yeah.
You were cried constantly
all the,
crying.
Me, I was crying all the time when I was training the dogs. That was the worst thing. When people say to me, get another dog, I'm like, I can't go through that puppy phase. Like, no. That was torture for me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, who would voluntarily go through that anymore?
If you guys have any tips on helping me getting lucky, because what do you do when a cat is basically trained to go outside to do the poo-poo and wee-wee and he's inside the house and you're not in the house to let him out? You need to get a cat flap, one of those electronic things. And I just don't know. Why don't you guys throw out that litter, which is like wooden bits or whatever. You've got this top quality litter. Put soil in the litter tray.
Mix soil with the...
Just put the soil.
He won't
maybe
go
mix
in that.
A few in, yeah.
Mix it together.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to start digging
I mean,
then.
The whole point of a cat is that they don't need you to go toilet.
Yeah.
That's like the pro of having a cat.
Yeah.
So you need to do something about that.
Yeah. Anyway, guys.
I'm in a lot of pain, yeah, because I've done a few squats and art yesterday. Like, I've done like 5. I'm not joking. All right, I've done like 3 sets of 10 and it's killing me. My body's in pain. My back's in pain. And apparently there's this amazing masseuse who comes to your house.
Mm.
Gingerbread Sisters are using her.
Okay.
And I'm going to book her for next week.
What did she do?
And then Gingerbread was like, I want one as well. But I don't know how I feel about a woman touching Gingerbread.
Mandy, this is ridiculous. You were like this. I remember like a year and a half ago, I booked you and Gingerbeard a masseuse and you were like, put mine first so that I can make sure I'm there or something. I don't know what you were talking about.
I don't know. I'm this
you were
one.
Like, I need to make sure I'm there when he's getting his massage by a woman. I was like, are you being serious?
And now I'm worse now. Now, I like, even if I'm there, I just don't know if I want that skin. You know, he hasn't felt any female's skin touch his skin apart from mine. I like to keep it that way.
Yeah, you're so over the top. I don't think I'd care if there was a masseuse massaging cow's leg. But then I think, what if she was like, it sounds really bad, but what if she was like super, super hot?
Yeah, I don't get
that. She was like, what if she was half naked and...
Well, half naked, I mean...
Okay, really tight, sexy uniform.
What if she was just really super hot?
Yeah, but then that's really bad. That is showing...
Yeah, that's... I'm not like that. They could be butt ugly. I'm not like that. Plus, men be fucking the most clapped women. Like, men be getting, and I'm not joking, men be cheating on like Megan Foxes of the world with the ugliest women. So that's not the right mentality to have.
No, definitely not.
That's not true. And you know, people always say this to me, like, why would you care about Gingerbread being like there or whatever, like that person's so butters, or why would you care if he's friends with someone, if they're really butters? Like, I'm not like that, because that would make me insecure if it's based on looks, which I'm not insecure. Like, I remember I had a massive fight with Gingerbread once about some girl messaging happy birthday, like, some childhood fucking friend, yeah, whatever. And I was flipping out and I didn't know what she looked like. And everyone was like, have you seen what she looks like? And I was like, I don't care what she looks like, bro. Like, I know men, we're having no taste out here, okay? Mm. Anyway, because I get turned on from massages.
Yeah, I know you said this before.
You know what I mean? So like, it's a turn on for me. Imagine a man that could massage me, like Gingerbread, so bad.
Oh, is he?
So bad. Anyway, we're never going to get onto the episode.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's start the episode.
Okay.
So, the number one thing that someone sent in that they would tell their younger self is don't settle.
Don't settle.
It's very brief, but I think it's an important one.
Don't settle in what? Job, relationship, like
exactly.
What?
So basically, I think that's one thing that me and you wouldn't have to tell our younger self, because we never settled.
Yeah, that was our problem. We never settled or settled down.
Like, if anything, I would have told my younger self to
maybe
settle.
Maybe to settle, yeah. That is the funniest thing that you've ever said.
We never settled at one thing.
That is our flaw.
Yeah.
That's where we went wrong. You know that thought of like, you know what? I can get better. That thought is a dangerous thought, yeah?
Oh, tell me about it.
In Iranian, they say, like, bard kolatumi bare or something. Yeah, and it means like, you keep thinking, like, the wind will just take the hat off your head. Just like that. And like, you just keep being, I could do better. I'm not going to settle. Next thing you know, you're just like 50 years old. You've never like got married, never had kids. You just, do you know what I mean?
But in a way, I'm kind of glad that we didn't settle. Maybe it's a good thing that we didn't settle.
I don't know, man. You had some good options, you know, back in the day, Anna.
Yeah.
For me, it was a good thing I didn't settle, because I was only with like fucked up drug dealers.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of like, we've experienced life to the fullest. We've got so many
memories
and life lessons. And like, I'm glad that we didn't settle down with one guy back then.
Yeah.
Because, you know, yeah. I don't know. It's boring.
But now
it would have been
like,
a bit boring.
Now we're settling.
Now.
No, now we're like, you know, things might not be perfect, but we're like, no, we have to stick it out now. Now we need to stick it out.
Now it's like,
now I'm like 32. Like, we have to fucking stick it out. What if I break out of here and I just don't meet someone that's like better? And what if I meet someone and they're worse?
Mm-hmm. I know.
That's like the fear right now.
Yeah, that's the fear that people have at our age.
Yeah.
You're scared of staying because obviously if they're wrong for you, but then you're also scared of leaving because what if there's no better out there?
And you just have to think
of your age is always at the back of your head.
Yeah.
It's constantly there.
And you have to think which one is more scary. Like right now for me, leaving is more scary. So here we are.
But I think it's a good thing not to settle. Jokes aside, I'm glad we didn't settle.
Yeah.
Firstly, life wouldn't have been as interesting and fun as it is.
That's true.
And we wouldn't have had all the life lessons we've had if we just settled into just
And do you know
anything.
What? We might not have been here right now doing this podcast if we settled. Because you know what? You need the right man, that's going to support your dreams. I tell you that right now.
Mm-hmm. And because Gingerbit definitely supported
this
our dream.
Yeah. We were down for the dream.
Because when we first started the podcast and it was audio, if anything, we were out of pocket back then.
Yeah.
And
we were paying money to entertain you guys. We were paying to entertain you.
And then Gingerbit is the one that gave us the first studio to start doing videos. And that's when really our podcast kind of like boomed.
Boomed.
Yeah. But also, if I settled with like pharmacy, for example, with my job in pharmacy, if I didn't go on to Love Island, then we wouldn't be here where we are now as well. So,
exactly.
It's good. Don't settle. If you're younger and you're listening to this, don't just settle for the fucking sake of it. Just because it's safe.
And also, like, Anna, remember that boyfriend you had who was like, oh, why are you taking pictures on Instagram? Like, those kinds of relationships that don't let you be yourself. That's what I mean as well by relationships stopping you from reaching your dreams. Because some of the boyfriends you've had or I've had, they wouldn't be okay with us doing a podcast, and they wouldn't be okay with us posting on Instagram, so you probably would have never got scouted for Love Island.
Yeah, I
like,
agree.
They don't help you achieve your dreams.
That's a whole nother thing. So that would be tell your younger self, don't be with someone that doesn't support your dreams.
Yeah.
That's what Mandy's
saying. Or doesn't let you be yourself.
Mandy's added a whole nother point.
There's so many, you know,
basically,
angles to this.
I get what you're trying to say. Don't settle for someone that doesn't support your dreams.
Yeah.
Yes, very true.
You know, it can be interpreted in so many ways, this don't settle thing.
Yeah, it's true. All right, well, the next one is have more sex.
Have more sex?
Yeah, and someone else sent in, but I put it together because it's similar, saying have more casual sex.
Oh, so this is someone that would have told the younger self this.
So one person said, just have more sex. Someone else said, have more casual sex. There was a lot of like, have more sex.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I don't need to tell myself that. That was not one I need to tell my younger self.
No, but you know what? If you think about it, we're still young, right?
We should be having lots more sex with our boyfriends.
I feel like...
With our boyfriends?
I think, I agree. Because I think when we look back, when we're older, when we're like 60, we're going to look back to now when we're in our early 30s and be like, I wish I had a lot more sex back
Excuse
then.
Excuse me, don't shit on 60s. Apparently they've been getting it in.
Really? Because
yeah.
I was having a chat with mum the other day. And
don't
she was
listen
saying,
to mum.
She was like, after a certain age, us women, we don't want to have sex anymore.
She's chatting shit. She never wanted to have sex. Just bare obvious.
But I
She was never about that life.
I can see myself as I'm getting older. I feel like my sex drive is getting less. You know, so,
you're just in a long relationship.
I don't know, because you know Arabella said that thing when she walked into Love Island. She was like, as you get older, you get hornier. But I don't know if I agree with that.
Apparently, I mean, for some people, one of my neighbors told me that her mom and dad were getting in like 70s, like late 70s. They were, you know.
Romping and chomping.
Yeah, they were. They were having lots of sex. So it depends. And I just think, obviously, you're not going to be having as much.
Yeah, but... sex, but when you're older, obviously, you're not gonna be feeling yourself as much, maybe.
Excuse me, that's so ageist. Why
no,
not?
Because I think that's automatic. First, you hurry up aches and pains,
knee pains, which I've already got.
I already have pains and I already feel like my joints hurt, let alone when I'm gonna be 65, 70. But
yeah, maybe
you're gonna look back at that time when I was so like young and active and you know,
why was I not having more sex?
I was feeling myself. Why was I not?
Well, don't tell Gingerbeard this, you know, answer because he's going to be expecting a lot more from me now. You know what I mean? Can't be telling him that people said they wish they told their younger self they had more sex. Oh my God, by the way, Gingerbeard told me his...
Oh, what was his?
Oh, I'll tell you his. What Gingerbeard told me that he wished he told his younger self, it was, I would have fucked off school and started working hard on a business from early. I would have not smoked weed because it made me lazy for so many years. I would have tried to bang you on the first night. It would have made me feel better about myself. I wish I tried to sleep with you and Anna at the same time. Ha ha, joking.
This was his answer when I said...
That's so typical him with his inappropriate joke.
Yeah, that was his answer when I asked
him. Such inappropriate jokes. But you know what? It's so true. School is not for everybody.
No, 100%.
He's definitely got a business mind.
Yeah.
And weed's always a mistake. I don't give a shit. It's always a mistake. It's just fucks with your head, makes you lazy. I've never done it, but I've seen what it does to people. And yeah, so he's got some good points.
He's got good ones, isn't he?
Yeah. Sure. I don't know about sleeping with you on the first day. He wouldn't have succeeded anyway.
No, he did try. He did even try. I was like, do you not remember you tried?
Yeah.
All right, carry on.
Next one. Don't worry so much about what others think of you. That's something
that's
that I would...
True.
Yeah. That is definitely something I would have told my younger self, because I think that kind of did play on my mind a lot growing up.
Yeah.
What people think of us in the Middle Eastern community. Yeah. What do they think? Do they think that we're hoes just because we go out and drink or dress a certain way? And yeah, that used to bug me a lot. Now I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I wish I had this mentality back then.
Yeah. Just also feel like I put so much effort as well into impressing people in school and being popular and being cool, caring what everyone thought in school. Like, look, everyone now is just like probably got babies and crackheads, and like I don't even know where any of them are.
Yeah, and they're not important. It's
they're
so
like
weird.
So irrelevant. These people that you try
so much value on people's opinions and what they think of us. And to be honest, would they even be at our funeral? Would they even give a shit if we die? Like, really, no one's important unless they're your family. Really,
no, but if anything, Anna, it matters more at this age what people think of you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, than my younger self. Like now, in this like podcasting industry, or if I wanted to, you know, open up a makeup line with you and I need to network and connect with people, it is important what people think of us now.
Yeah.
When you kind of want to make friends, lifelong friends, it's more important how you come across.
True.
And, you know, if you come across kind or generous or empathetic, like, I feel like young, when you're in school, like, just, I mean, I know it's social skill building or whatever, but a lot of people in school are so obsessed with like, oh my God.
I see this more as a point of saying, if someone said, these two are really shit at podcasting,
yeah,
should we care what they think? No.
No, but Anna, let's say, for example, we, you know, wanted a potential manager, which we have now, yeah? And then she heard, they're really horrible to work with. They're really lazy. It is important what people think of you at this age in terms of like building your career or your relationship, for example, your relationship with your boyfriend. It's important what his family thinks of you. It's important what his extended family thinks of you. All of these things become more important as you get older.
Yeah.
Whereas like, if I could go back to when I'm like 14, 15, 16, like the things that matter. Oh my God, have I got a good like Nike bag? And am I breaking the uniform rules to impress my you know, fellow students? And am I pissing off the teacher so people think I'm funny? Like,
yeah.
At that time, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, what anyone thinks of you. Maybe it does matter at that time. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I just put so much effort into being popular.
It's such a weird one. It does matter and it doesn't. It's such a weird one. I think at all ages, it matters and it doesn't. Because, for example, in school, like you said, it matters what your teachers think of you, right? Because
yeah,
they're the ones that are going to be writing your reports or whatever. So, and also at this age, yes, it's important what people think of us. But at the same time, no, it's not. Because what if you just have a horrible mother-in-law, which I'm really lucky I don't. Mine's top G. But if, let's say, she's just horrible and she doesn't like you, fuck what she thinks. Like, at the end of the day, if she wants to be like that, she's going to be like that. Or if you've got some people that are negative about your podcast, which we do, in, like, we were just going through our trolling comments. The trolling comments we were reading last week, does it matter what they think of us?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, to be honest, a better way of looking at this as a whole is a balance of caring a little bit, but not too much at all ages is important, maybe.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
That's basically it.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one is, don't be a slut.
Oh my God, it's the opposite of have lots more sex.
It's the opposite. Someone said, don't be a slut. Maybe this person had a lot of casual sex, a lot, in their younger years, and they look back and they feel like they didn't... You know, when you have a lot of casual sex, I'm sure that the value of sex just kind of goes away. It's not as much of a thing anymore.
It just goes to show that the person that's having loads of sex, is wishing they didn't. And the person that's not having enough is wishing they did.
Mm-hmm.
How mad is that?
It just proves that balance is everything in life.
Yeah, or we always want what we don't have. Or we always want to experience what we didn't experience.
I just think balance.
honestly.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with my past and how it went. I'm not going to lie. When it comes to sex, I don't really think that much into sex, to be honest.
Yeah, but we also never had a lot of casual sex.
Yeah, I know.
So that's probably why. But if we did, we may be feeling a bit shit about it.
Yeah, probably might feel shit about it. That's why we have strict parents, isn't it? Good thing we have strict parents.
I just don't think that whoever you are, you should let this eat you up or make you not value yourself because you had a lot of casual sex. I just hope that you don't feel like sex is as special. That's what I was trying to say earlier, is that when you have it so much, it doesn't feel special anymore because you have you've got so many bad memories with it. So many memories of having sex with random people that it doesn't hold any value, isn't special anymore.
I mean, it will always hold value when you meet someone that you really have like deep feelings for, though.
True.
And I think
that's true.
Obviously, if we could all go back and tell our younger self something, we would. So there's nothing wrong with going back and telling your younger self, like, don't, you know,
don't
open your
slut.
Legs too much.
Don't
you know
be
I mean?
Slut.
But don't dwell on it or regret it too much, because nobody even knows about this but you anyway. So do you know what I mean? Like,
it's true.
Fuck it. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
I'm dribbling right now. It's a topic of sex. It's getting me excited. Like, nobody knows. So it didn't happen.
That's true. I'm so good at that, you know, convincing myself something didn't happen or like it just didn't happen. So yeah, life's too short to be worrying about things like you had too much sex. It's really not that important.
I regret. Should I tell you my regret?
What?
My biggest regret made me think of it because of the sex thing, of having relationships, like actual long relationships with absolutely useless people.
Mm-hmm,
like pointless, dumb, useless people. You know, if you're going to regret anything in your life,
mm-hmm.
Regret wasting time.
Uh-huh.
That for me, wasting time, it pisses me off more than anything.
I'm pretty sure that would have come up, but it's good that you touched on it now. We might as well just talk about it now because I agree. That's probably
that
my biggest regret.
That burns my asshole, man. It burns my asshole. Like, I was getting in relationships and falling in love with, like, these, like, gangsters. I'm so sorry. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're watching this, I don't care how old you are, 19, 18, 20, whatever. If you're seeing a guy who's like, oh, yeah, I'm bad, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, bro.
Unless he's going to be the next Central C and make millions of pounds, you need to run. And even if he is going to become the next Central C and make millions of pounds, he's going to fucking drop you anyway. So still run.
Yeah, he's probably cheating on you left, right, center.
Like these guys that every girl's, oh my God, like, yeah, he's been in prison. Oh my God, yeah, he's bad. And like, oh my God, I'm so scared of him. Like, no one can fuck with me. It's cringe. It's giving me cringe. I regret my whole childhood because they are not cool.
It's not cool. You think it's cool at that age and you're going to look back and cringe. When I look back at the guy that I dated that was like that, and back then people thought it was cool. Now it's like cringe.
So cringe. Like, oh my God, like, my God, he's a shooter, he's a drug dealer.
Now it's embarrassing. Like, it's actually embarrassing if I tell someone that knows me. Like, I don't think even Kalsic knows that I dated someone like that. It's actually embarrassing.
Yeah.
You should be, if I turn around and say, you know what, my ex was a plastic surgeon, that's cool. You know,
that's
fucking
a stunt.
Cool.
You know when Gingerbread let me fight? You know how he cusses me? He's like, he goes for my ex-boyfriend choices.
Yeah.
And I get really embarrassed.
Yeah.
Really. I've got nothing to say.
Yeah.
He's like, look at your record, like going out with fucking gangsters and drug dealers and like bad man. That's cringe. Like, at least Gingerbread is like a little, he went to private school. Do you know what I mean? He comes from a posh family, whatever. It's, you know when you talk about your man being a gangster and this, that, and a hitter and whatever, it's giving poor. It's basically saying he's poor because he wouldn't do it unless he was poor.
But that's not true, Mandy. There's so many poor people that study hard and put in the work so that they can change their life.
What are you talking about? I'm saying that these guys who are gangsters, it's because they're broke and they haven't got anything else to do to make money.
That's not true. A lot of these guys that are like doing this shit have got a lot of money.
Oh, okay. So that percentage of them men that are doing like criminal activities to save up so much money and then get out of the game and invest it into like millions of but that's a very small percentage.
The others have just got easy money, like
they've just got like take your Selfridges
get some bottles in the club. That shit's gonna go soon.
Look, I know some guys who obviously they do dodgy shit, criminal shit, and now they're out of that shit. They're making millions. They've made millions. They have millions. They're worth millions. Them have a baby with them. Okay? But we're not talking about them. We're talking about that average in and out of jail road man.
Yeah, but don't have a baby with them if they're still involved.
No, obviously,
not
don't.
If they're still involved.
I'm joking, by the way.
Yeah.
Because if they're still involved with that shit, that is so dangerous.
Yeah, I'm saying like those ones that are completely out of it or getting out of it, they have got a plan.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a plan.
Yeah, but you know, they all say that as well. When they're in the middle of it, they're like,
I'm
just
going
to get out of it like later.
But you can just tell, no?
No, and you, when you're in love, you believe them.
I don't like the ones that dress and look like it as well. Like, at least look...
like an Italian mafia.
Yeah. Like, at least dress smart and like, do you know what I mean?
We've anyway, gone way off.
I just think that was my biggest regret, falling on these zero potential
I mean,
losers.
For me, I have the similar in terms of I regret having these long relationships with people that there was no future with.
Yeah.
That, like, for example, I had a relationship with a guy that was a really, really religious... Muslim,
yeah,
and his family would never have accepted me.
What was one of that?
Ever. It would never, they would never have accepted me. And I spent like at least 2.5-3 years with him, pointless, wasting my time. I could have had in those 3 years loads of fun,
yeah,
single, because I don't think I had enough single years in my 20s.
Yeah,
I was always in like loads of long relationships. Another one was also the guy that was like a gangster in and out of prison. Waste of time.
No, what's part of that?
No future.
You know when they've got a vision. You that like the ones that just don't.
Yeah. So
they just wanna...
these long relationships. That was also like 2 years. It just they're all such a waste of time.
Yeah. At that age, I could have bagged like
a gingerbread.
A gingerbread at that age.
Yeah.
I should have bagged gingerbread at that age. I've been with him longer. I had less women having their hands on him.
Okay,
oh,
I've got
his cheek.
Oh, so cute.
Oh my God, I hate him actually.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about that later. Okay. We actually have to talk about that on Patreon though.
Okay.
We actually have to.
Okay, we will. We will. Right, so next one is stop obsessing over your body and looks. Just go out and have a good time. Do you know how weird this is? Because you were talking about this with me the other day. You were in my house and you were like... oh, Gingerbread asked me to go out and I felt like I didn't want to go out because I just feeling so insecure.
Yeah.
And then you said to me after, but I know that one day I'm going to look back at this and regret it when I'm older. Exactly kind of what I meant by the sex thing and having being older and looking back and regretting that. Because you will look back and regret that
when you're older. Yeah, it's a cousin that said it to me. She was like, I used to be like you. And she goes, one day you're going to be 40 or 50 and think, oh my God, when I was 30... why did I not go out and show myself off? I looked amazing. I looked incredible. But me in my head is like, oh, I need to lose weight first. I need to get back to my goal weight. I can't go out looking like this. I need to get to my best version of myself first. And it's really toxic. In fact, how much I do obsess about my looks is toxic. It's really bad.
I don't think I obsess over it, but I also let it stop me from doing a lot of things. I have literally, for the past 9 months, guys, I think 90% of the time worn either black or long sleeved on a night out.
Me too.
I'm not joking. And that's the last 9 months of my life. And believe me, I will look back at this time and think, you absolute idiot.
Yeah.
I look fucking good.
Yeah.
Are you joking me? I look good.
Yeah.
I might not be at the goal that I want to be at. I might not be perfect in the, you know, what people call perfect, but I look good. Do you know, like, why am I not embracing myself the way I am and going out and wearing a little strappy dress and just enjoying myself? Why is my enjoyment partly based on the way I look? Why? Why?
So bad. A lot of my enjoyment comes from the way I look. If I go out and I look shit, I have a bad night. If I go out and feel myself, I have a good night.
That is just so bad. I want to change that about me so much, but I don't know how to.
Yeah, me too.
Because... what is that? What is it? Because a lot of our life, looks has been at the center of most things. I don't know.
I also feel like, you know, you look better when you look your best, when you feel really confident. Like right now, no matter what you look like, if you felt inside yourself that you're the shit, no matter what you wear, you're going to look amazing.
Mm-hmm. But that's why it's a vicious cycle though.
Yes.
When you feel good, you look good. Then you feel good. But if you feel bad, you look bad.
I know what you're saying. So I feel like I won't feel good about myself and feel confident until I look good.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm constantly waiting for that.
Exactly. It's really bad.
Yeah.
And I really want to change that. I don't know. What do you do about that? Do you read a book? Do you like watch certain...
I don't know. Sometimes maybe we just face our fears and just both go out in little skimpy, strappy tops, wear white. And just go all out.
Yeah, we should. When I get back from my surgery, fuck it.
I wish I was the kind of person as well, having my makeup on all day. I could just go out after at night. Like, I'm not like, I need to redo it fresh.
Yeah, you're worse than
weird.
Me. You're worse than me.
Like, girls in movies be just literally putting a coat on a jacket and putting on a dress and leaving the house. Me, I have to just take it all off and do it all over again so it's fresh. All right, anyway.
We're too much. We're too much. We're over the top. Okay, we've got here. Don't marry a footballer.
We stop that for a second, actually. Okay. You know what? On this topic of makeup, yeah, I was watching Love Is Blind.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the old season. You must have seen it. It's this guy called JP. And if you watch Love Is Blind, you'll know.
Yeah, basically.
He's like on the bed with Taylor. And he's just blurts out that the reason he's been so off of her is because he saw makeup. And the way he spoke about makeup, yeah. Okay. I've never seen a man so bluntly speak about makeup like this.
Yeah.
You put on a face. It's not your face. You draw a face.
Have you just been watching that now?
Yeah.
You're just catching up. How hilarious.
So funny, but he's... It's so true, yeah. But it's a bit weird that he said that because 99% of women dole up.
But I feel like he's one of those proper American guys from the countryside. Yeah, he's dated like them girls that are like them countryside girls.
No probably, makeup.
No makeup.
But don't you think he should have said that in the pods? Like, I like this. I'm into this.
The whole
this.
Point is, though, it's meant to be Love Is Blind.
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with being blind. That's talking about cosmetics. Like, I don't like women that wear cosmetics.
But that's visual. It shouldn't be about visual. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but it's such a big thing. But anyway, it just made me think of that because
I really felt
some men can't be with women who don't dole up and don't wear makeup. Like, I know a lot of Middle Eastern guys like women that are really glam, really dole up, lots of makeup. And then there's men like him that don't like it at all. But I completely get that, you know? Like, if I was a man, I don't think I'd like it.
Yeah, Kalsey hates it. I think he really hates it. As soon as we get home, wipe that shit off, he says. And he's like, when I'm doing my makeup, sometimes he looks at me like, don't put too much on. You look like a clown.
Yeah.
I think he doesn't like blusher.
Yeah, Gingerbread always says to me as well, why is your cheeks so pink?
And I go over the top with the blusher I wear.
I'm like, it's a trend.
I go over the top, proper pink.
Yeah.
But did you feel sorry? I felt sorry for her. She was such a nice girl, that girl in Love Is Blind.
Oh, yeah, it's really strange. I mean, like, there's so much to talk about when it comes to Love Is Blind, isn't
I know.
There? We should do reviews.
It's too late now.
Oh.
You're watching, like, the last season now.
Oh, go on. All right,
I know. Anyway, so the next one is, don't marry a footballer.
I mean, no one's ever been that, like, you know, lucky. So we can't even comment on that.
Well, someone sent this in. I wonder who it is. There's someone that's married to a footballer. We can just pretend that it's like Ronaldo's wife has sent that in.
Why would anyone say don't marry a footballer? Like, they make like 100 bags a week, you know?
Money doesn't buy happiness, maybe. Maybe she's getting cheated on nonstop.
Broken men cheat too, so... I mean, why do we talk about men like only the rich ones cheat? Like, the broke ones be cheating with just more clapped women.
No, because the rich ones cheat more.
Yeah, they do.
They have more opportunities to cheat. Yeah, so they cheat do. More. They've got more temptation.
100%. Women are throwing themselves at them.
Exactly.
So you can't, if you can't handle a rich footballer man, don't be with one. Do you know what I mean? Because that's hard shit. But you know, like me, if I was with someone who's making like 100 bags a week, I don't give a fuck, man.
I'll be doing my own
thing. I don't give a fuck. He won't even know. I probably have like 5 boyfriends on the side. Exactly. He won't know. He's too busy flying around the world cheating on me.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm going to take men on yachts.
Yeah, literally. I wonder which footballer's wife sent this in.
You know, it must be a low wage, not Premier League footballer. Because otherwise you wouldn't complain.
Okay, we've got here, save your money.
Oh, that's probably the best one we had so far. The best one we had so far.
I think that's the number one thing. Number one thing I would have told my younger self. Number one. More than the relationships, more than anything.
Well, even if you want to waste your time with drug dealer boys, save your money.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, if I had saved my money in my 20s, I would have had
Sister in the City stores.
Yeah, we would have been a multi-millionaire.
Yes. Sister in the City mugs. Sister in the City clothes. Lashes, I really want to start a line though of something.
Yeah, I know, we need to.
I want to get into bloody makeup stuff. Like, it's my passion.
I know. You've always said that, but you're just too lazy to do that.
Oh, I know. If only I saved money.
If only we saved. Oh my God, coming out of Love Island, the amount of money I blew, guys. I was like, suddenly, whoa, what is all this money? And, all my life, I was so dependent on having to have someone pay, like a guy to take me to a fancy restaurant and pay, or, you know, certain things like holidays. I would go on holidays myself, but if we were on holiday and we wanted to go on fancy restaurants, it'd have to be a guy paying. And suddenly we got all this money.
We don't fucking need you, men. Uh-huh. That's the vibe we were on. We don't need you.
We don't fucking need you. We were going Novikov for lunch.
It was for lunch. It was a madness. And I just blew so much money and I suddenly hit me after like, whoa.
What the hell was I doing?
What was I doing? So silly.
So stupid. Could have bought like 5 houses.
Yeah. Save, invest. Don't be stupid. Think about your future. Because if you go through a little bit of hardship at the beginning, you're smooth sailing after.
So you know that guy from Manor Devoir who created that clothing brand? He said, if you want to make it, you need to disappear and like fall off the grid for like 2 years mm-hmm. and then come back with a bang. And what he basically means is like, you know, all these people calling you, come out, let's go to a bar, let's go to a restaurant, or let's do this, let's do that, let's spend money, money, money. Sometimes you might need to, you know, say no to some things, save money, which like I always tell Gingerbeard, like you spend way too much money going out. You put money aside, you know, disappear for a bit, get on your grind, and then just like think about your future, because you're not always going to be young, depending on your parents. One day your parents are going to be depending on you.
Mm-hmm, that's you know another thing.
Unless you've got rich parents. And even still, even if they're rich parents, they get old, they retire. They don't want to be looking after you anymore. Like Gingerbeard always thinks like, I want to be able to be the man of my family. And like, I don't want to ask anything for my parents. Like they're tired, they're exhausted. You know what I mean, that's what you want to do. So you want to think about your future.
I agree.
Saving is the way. If you live at home as well, this is your opportunity. If you're young and you're living at home, this is your opportunity where you don't pay for groceries or bills, electricity, water. And this is your chance to basically live rent-free and save while you're at your mom and dad's.
Stack up. And if you didn't do it in your 20s, like me and Mandy, look, guys, I don't think you should dwell on it.
Yeah.
People make mistakes. Just start now.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't say.
We started like late. We started adulting late in general.
Yeah, me and Mandy matured very, very late.
Very late. We're very immature. Like, for a very long time.
So, you know, you can always start later.
Like, 30 hit me like a ton of bricks.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? But COVID did take 3 years of my life.
Everything hit us so all at once.
So suddenly.
Like suddenly I was looking at mom living in that house with her mortgage. And I was like, why didn't we not do anything about this before?
Yeah.
And suddenly everything all at once was like,
it's like our eyes opened. It's like we just came out the womb for the first time.
Yeah.
Suddenly, why did it happen at the same time? Wish I could have carried on being ignorant and blind for a while.
Ignorance is a bliss.
Honestly. Like if you're everything.
Ignorance is a bliss if you're ignorant your whole life. But it's not a bliss if you're ignorant all your 20s and then suddenly you
when
wake
you're
up
30.
And then you're like, whoa, and you look back.
Literally, what happened when I turned 30? Everything changed.
I don't know. Guys, our episode's over, you know.
What?
Honestly, we've done the episode's over, but...
We went so fast, though.
I know, I've got so much. We're going to continue it on Patreon.
Okay, we'll do part two.
We'll do a part two on Patreon. Thank you, everyone that's listened in. As always, make sure you like, you comment, and you subscribe on our YouTube. I can't wait till we hit 100K subscribers.
Yes.
Really excited about that. Do you know what someone said on our episode last week?
What?
Their dilemmas. They were like, it's changed. Your podcast has changed. I don't know why you did that. It's so boring that you do dilemmas now.
We hardly do dilemmas.
It's boring that you do dilemmas now and I'm unsubscribing. I was like, wait a minute, hold on a minute. We've done dilemmas since season one. Nothing's changed. So
it's been exactly the same shit. In fact, we do more other kind of topics before
We used to do way more dilemmas before.
Anyway, fuck them.
Don't give a fuck what they think. They can unsubscribe. Yeah. But all you others, subscribe, like, comment. We love you.
I love you so much. I hope all these tips helped you.
Yeah.
If you are young, take these tips. And if you are older and you wish you took these tips, fuck it. Here's what it is. We're in this shit together.
Yeah.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.